While the collaboration of choirs is unique, the underlying theme of the show is universal. Shanti is a Sanskrit word for peace. Conductor Kanakis Ganakswaran says the music score brings that message to life.
The score of Shanti uses text from ancient chants that are centered around the theme of universal peace. These texts have been set to music that are based on the raga traditions of India, cloaked in choral and orchestral harmony.
The 150-member choir includes performers from the St. John's Unitarian Universalist Church Choir, Martin Luther King Coalition Choral, Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir, as well as members from the newly formed Greater Cincinnati Indian Community Choir. Ganakswaran says the groups have been working for some time to combine their sound.
For those that are used to listening to Indian classical music, it is different because it's a choral presentation of music. And for folks that are not used to listening to Indian music at all, it's a completely different experience.
Each of the pieces has an underlying story. Sodia is an a cappella piece that's not accompanied by an orchestra at all.
This piece is in celebration of the life-sustaining source of energy, which is the sun. We all depend on the sun for a living, right? The whole thing is connected through the story of the 5,000-year-old civilization of India and how the ancient people pondered around their existence and tried to figure out where they came from and how did all of this come into being, and then how they figured out different ways to connect with the centrality of creation or the unity of creation, which is a state of Shanti.
The show pauses to see what happens when you don't have Shanti.
When you are in a state of disconnect, what happens? That a cycle of greed can take over, which could easily lead to a cycle of destruction. Shanti leaves audiences with a question as to what options do we have, and what are the different ways in which we can look at life, and what's the message that we can take with us as we look into the future.
The show begins tomorrow at 8 at the Aronoff Center downtown. For 89.7 WNKU, I'm Sarah Whitmire.